Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to look at all of your agricultural markets for today. We've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double-stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Omega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety Double Stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, moderate to strong pressure was seen throughout the entire livestock market today as cattle traders tried to adjust positions following the strong growth seen over the last couple of weeks. Hog markets, on the other hand, were focused more on the fundamental pressure, with most contracts holding triple-digit losses by midday. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in light trade. May corn futures about 1 cent lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 80 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 15 points. In live cattle, futures quickly pulled back from the trend of posting triple-digit gains. Even though markets were lower, the firmer market trend still held as traders appeared to be taking positions. This limited selling to 50 to 70 cents per hundredweight through most of the day, as current market prices held throughout the end of the session. Cash cattle activity, though, remained sluggish early today, with bids of $212 to $215 redeveloping in the north. So far, though, trade is undeveloped, with feedlot managers holding firm to asking prices. And moderate pressure quickly developed through feeder cattle futures today, while the pullback in trader activity was more focused on the desired need for a market correction following the rocket-like trend the feeder cattle chart has taken over the last 2 weeks. March futures, though, remain lightly traded and hold a narrow loss, while the rest of the complex traded 20 to 80 cents lower. And grain futures were mixed today following two-sided trade overnight, keeping traders searching for the key to breaking the March logjam. Assistance could come from outside markets today, but the help might not be bullish. Corn prices eased to new session lows as the overnight trade began to wind down, but futures still held to a narrow range. May futures slipped to new 12-week lows just above the 2017 bottom. Soybeans were lower after an early attempt at a rally in Asia fell apart. Meanwhile, May futures tried to hold session lows near the bottom of their 2-week range. And finally, wheat prices tried to turn higher after mixed trade overnight. May futures at all three exchanges held yesterday's lows, but paced again by seasonal buying in spring wheat. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network.